Morning. Good to see so many people here. For devotions this morning, maybe to start with, I've got a couple of passages here. Maybe I'll have a couple of you guys read this. The first one is Matthew 4, verse 4. Take volunteers. Brian, thank you. Matthew 5, verse 21. Thank you. Matthew 19, verse 4. Stuart, thank you. Matthew 22, verses 31 and 32. Gilbert, thank you. And Matthew 22, verses 37 through 39. Alex, thank you. When you're ready, you can go ahead and read those. Okay, thank you. So what is one thing that those verses have in common, or those different passages? That's right. He's quoting from the Old Testament. A couple of weeks ago, I read an article about a pastor in a megachurch who made a statement about we need to unhitch the Old Testament from our Christian faith, and or from the understanding of our faith. So by this, I'm taking it that he means that people should just ignore the Old Testament and focus solely on the resurrection of Christ. And he's making that the most important part of Christianity, and it is. But then he wants to get rid of everything else. But it isn't enough just to know the fact that Jesus died and he rose again. We have to know why. It doesn't answer that question. So why did Jesus die and why did he need to rise again? So we need to go back to the Old Testament. We need to look there to find the answers, and particularly in Genesis. Now this is an article from Answers in Genesis, so if you've read this, please forgive me for repeating this topic again. But why did Jesus need to die? It was because we rebelled against God in Adam. Adam sinned, and so we rebelled against God, and the penalty for that is death. So a blood sacrifice had to be made, and they used the blood of goats and bulls, and it was offered throughout the Old Testament, but it had to be done over and over and over again. It just covered it over. It didn't completely get rid of that sin and the penalty for it. But Jesus came as the Lamb of God to take away our sin. So he took it away completely. We don't have to worry about offering sacrifices over and over again because that one sacrifice was enough. He was the perfect sacrifice. And then Jesus had to rise from the grave to defeat death, which is the penalty for our sin. If he didn't rise again, then it really doesn't matter because death still had the victory. So why is it important to teach the whole Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament? Well, we can't really preach the gospel message without the doctrines of the Old Testament as relating to our sin nature. In Acts chapter 2, Peter preached a sermon there, and he started with the crucifixion of Christ, and thousands were saved. And why was that? It was because they were Jews. They understood or they had the scriptures and they read them and they understood the history of why Jesus had to die. But Paul did the same thing in Acts chapter 17 when he was in Athens. He preached the same thing, but his message fell flat. Again, why? It's because they didn't understand. They had no background to why Jesus would have to die. I mean, it's like, why did this guy have to die for my sins? Why, I don't even understand sin. They didn't really understand that concept. So it's very important to go back to that to establish why Jesus had to die. And it seems like today our culture is very much a Greek culture, as Paul experienced there. They want to have, I don't know if you call it the fluff of Christianity. They just want the good part. They don't want to have accountability for the sin or the bad things that they've done. Another statement that this pastor said, and I quote here, "Jesus' new covenant can stand on its own two nail-scarred resurrection feet. It does not need propping up by the Jewish scriptures," end quote. Well, it's true in a sense. It can stand on its own, but to really have any meaning, we have to understand the Old Testament. We have to understand where our sin nature comes from. In fact, the Old Testament is so essential that the New Testament writings are built on the Old Testament. We just went through five of those. But in total, there's about, I think it was about 855 references in the New Testament to the Old Testament. So it's about a quarter of the New Testament is actually the Old Testament, just requoted. That right there just shows that it's very, very important. Another quote from this pastor, and it seems like I'm just taking everything he says and tearing it apart, but it struck me when I was reading through this how important it really is to keep the entire Bible together and to study it all. Quoting him here, "Unhitching the Old Testament from the New is liberating for men and women who are drawn to the simple message that God loves you so much that he sent his Son to pave the way to a relationship with you. It's liberating for people who need and understand grace, who need and understand forgiveness, and it's liberating for people who find it virtually impossible to embrace the dynamic, the worldview, and the values and the value system depicted in the story of ancient Israel," end quote. But how can we understand biblical grace and forgiveness without understanding the history that came before it? Yeah, God forgave me of my sin, but like again, as the Greeks in Athens, they didn't really have a concept of sin damaging a relationship between you and God. And that's why we need a relationship to God through Christ. Because our relationship to God has been damaged because of sin. We can't approach him directly before we accept Christ's blood. We need Christ because we are sinners. And we need that perfect sacrifice applied to our lives. The gospel is really only liberating to sinners because it is grounded in history. Without the history of the Old Testament, it's just an unintelligible message. Yes, we are a part of the new covenant. I don't want to downplay that at all. Jesus did come and he fulfilled the law. He didn't destroy it, but as the law required a penalty, death, Jesus came and paid that for us. He fulfilled that for us. But it doesn't completely get rid of the law. You know, we still live by the, we don't live by the law, but the law shows us where we go wrong, shows us sin in our lives, and then it points us to Christ. Seems like there is a push to create a version of Christianity that relies solely on the resurrection without understanding why he needed to die and why he needed to rise again from the dead. And it's trying to get rid of everything in the Bible that's unpopular or seems radical. It wants to keep everything that's convenient and comfortable. But that's not what Christianity is. Often is very inconvenient, and it can be very uncomfortable. But we need to make sure that our faith relies on the entire Word of God. From the beginning, in the history of sin in this world and in our lives, in our need of a Savior, to the crucifixion and the resurrection of Christ and his victory over sin, and then all the way to the end of time when we will be completely free of sin and death. That's all I had for devotions this morning. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your many blessings to us. Thank you for your word, which we have. Pray that we would be able to study the entire word and not forget that the Old Testament is there for us to learn from as well. And thank you for sending your son to die on the cross for us, Lord. Thank you for that sacrifice that was provided that we could never pay. Lord, pray that you would be here in our midst this morning, that you would receive all the honor and glory. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.